Mr. Chairman, President of the Republic of Italy, Secretary General of the United Nations, Director General of FAO, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, I greatly value this opportunity to present Sri Lanka's view on this crisis in global food supply. It is a crisis with the potential to have a crippling effect on the smaller, less developed countries and severely impact those living in poverty, and that is around 850 million of the world's population. This crisis has resulted from the growing demand for food, the failure to act in time on climate change, the ravages of terrorism, and the problems of distribution. Sri Lanka, like many other developing countries, is affected by all these factors, and the set of factors, socio-political nature, to which I would like to direct our attention, also has contributed to the present crisis. Let me explain, Mr. Chairman, by drawing on the experience of my own country. Before our country's economy was opened to the play of global market forces, social and economic development was primarily directed towards the rural areas. Development was focused on enhancing the productivity, well-being, and dignity of the peasant and small farmer who produce the food for our people. Opening the economy changed at all that, and our emphasis shifted towards urban and industrial development. We needed a change in our policy on development. Therefore, even before the issue of global food security had reached a crisis level, my government had already launched an integrated drive, Apivavamu Ratahadamu, Grow More Food Towards Prosperity, to ensure our country's food security. During the last 2 years, we have provided a substantial fertilizer subsidy to the rice farmer. Despite ever-increasing global fertilizer prices, and this had paid significant dividends in terms of an enhanced production. But we needed to recognize that in the highly interconnected world of today, the causes of the world's food crisis have to be confronted at a regional and global level as well. In the prevailing competition between food and fuel, Sri Lanka is firm in the decision that no arable land will be used for producing biofuel, whatever the commercial attraction may be. It is our belief that the food for the people should have the highest priority and not the running of the gas guzzlers. All these factors demand that regional approach to food security within a global framework is mapped out. I would like to request the FAO to initiate a global mechanism for developing regional buffer stocks of staple food. Such buffer stocks will take pressure off many governments, enabling them to continue on other development issues such as reducing poverty and enhancing quality of life of their people. A regional buffer stock would also caution individual countries against the fluctuations in food production caused by the uncertainties of the weather, made worse by recent climate changes. These buffer stocks could be maintained by regional agencies, but be funded internationally. We can explore different options, including through instruments generated by international financial institutions for funding such mechanisms. In the midst of all this, I believe there are some countries in the world which have built a surplus of stable foods. These countries could well afford to help build the regional buffer stocks by contributing through supply at low cost. This will enable developing meaningful global cooperation to reduce vulnerability of many small developing countries. As much as we are concerned about food security, attention must also be given toward enhancing poverty in the entire agriculture, fisheries and livestock sector. One impediment experienced by the farmers in my country is a severe shortage of plant seed and other planting material. As this is common to many other developing countries, it must be remedied fast with the help of the international organizations. Establishment of seed banks with state-of-the-art technology is one solution to this problem. In the fisheries sector, there is serious concern because our ocean's harvest is being poached by foreign fishing vessels, thereby reducing the supply for our people. Most important of all, I strongly recommend to the world leaders gathered here to seriously consider the setting up of a global food crisis fund that will have contribution from all countries and from the large business organizations that transcend geographical boundaries and from financial institutions, arm manufacturers, among others. The mechanics of such fund will have to be worked out in keeping with the objective of assisting countries faced with serious dangers to food security and also in funding initiative for greater food production. We are also in the view that in addition to such a global food crisis fund, or working together with it, there should be regional food security funds, drawing financial and technology resources within a region to expand food production, improve shortage, storage and distribution. It must also assist regional neighbors that may need help in the event of food crisis as we see emerging today. These regional funds may operate from the UN headquarters, but concentrate on specific regions in the world. In conclusion, let me thank the UN General Secretary General and the FAO for bringing this conference together and affording us an opportunity to share our views and experience across the globe. My country will support you to develop a global action plan to face the crisis in the short run, while at the same time to prevent a food crisis of this nature from recurring in the future. May the Triple Gem bless you all. Thank you.